Hey. Hi, is this Archie?
Hey, yeah, man.
Hey, you got a joke for us?
Hey, you doggone right. So this guy named Joe, we're talking about Joe's tonight, right?
Yeah, Joe's.
All right, Joe go to the doctor. And the doctor said, look, Joe, I got some good news and I got some bad news, but really it's all bad news, Joe. And he kind of laughed. He said, you got 12 hours to live. And Joe just got off from work. It's around about 5 o'clock in the evening. He said, that all? Just 12 hours to live? He said, that's about all I can give you. And he said, okay, Doc, I got to hurry up and go home and tell my wife. He go home and tell his wife. He said, look, honey, I've got some bad news for you. The doctor only gave me 12 hours to live. She said, what? She said, look, I'm going to fix you everything that you ever wanted to do. I'm going to fix you vicious swan. I'm going to fix you the roast pig with the apple in his mouth, spaghetti and meatballs, you name it, and it's all yours. And we're going to make wild, passionate love all night long. He said, really? He said, hey, you know. And it's around about 1 o'clock in the morning. Joe done ate really well. And he tapped his wife on the shoulder. She said, well, honey, I'm ready to make a little love. And they go ahead and make a little love. And about half an hour later, he tapped on the shoulder again. He said, look, you know what the doctor said? No, I'd like to make a little bit more love. She said, hey, anything you want, honey, because I know what the doctor said. And they make a little bit more love. About an hour and a half later, he tapped on the shoulder again. She says, what? What do you want now? He said, well, you know what the doctor said. I'd just like to make a little bit more love. She said, look, I'm getting tired of this. I'm going to give you all the love you want, but see, you don't have to wake up tomorrow.
Now, Archie?
Yeah.
Part two of the traditional Archie call to the Chris and Rob late night talk.
Hey, man, it's hard to find you guys, man. I haven't talked to you guys in about a year.
Yeah, it's been a while. Archie?
It's been a little while. Man, I've been to funerals and family reunions.
Oh, man. You got your mouth harp with you?
Yeah.
Blow us a little tune, and then we want to talk to you some more.
Okay. Well, look, I want to play this one song that this nurse over at the VA, when I went over there, I had to go over and get some medicine. I had a little high blood pressure problem. So she suggested this joke to me. She said, Archie, I'm at some place up around here, in one of these doggone places around here, one of these drinking saloons. And she said, well, look, why don't you get your harmonicas? Just go out and buy a whole truckload of them. And the patients in intensive care, whenever they get ready to die, this is what it sounds like. Well, it saved them time, man.
What saved them time?
Yeah. So how you guys been, man?
Well, we've been fantastic.
Yeah.
We've been all right. We've been talking to Jack Nicholson's butler, and we've been talking to Jerry Lewis, the king of comedy.
Yeah. Well, they love him in France.
They love him in Cincinnati, too.
Well, I think he's got a pretty good sense of humor.
What do you think about France?
Who?
France.
France?
Yeah, have you ever been there?
No.
Have you ever been abroad, Archie?
Huh?
Have you ever been abroad?
Well,
or have you just been a man all your life?
As far as I got out of here, man, I think it was Fairbanks, Alaska. And that wasn't no joke.
What were you doing in Fairbanks?
Well, you know, the service sends you places that you really want to go to.
You used to be in the Army?
No.
Oh.
Air Force.
Really?
They don't let me near no weapons.
Did you used to fly airplane?
No.
What'd you do?
I flew, but I didn't fly airplane.
What were you flying? Window panes, right?
Well, we had Chevy's Regal, mister.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that was about it for me.
What war was that?
Well, we talking 68, well, 65 through 69, but I was up there for just 18 months.
Uh-huh. So what are you going to do this summer to keep yourself busy, Archie?
Well, I'll probably play on the street corner a little bit and make a couple of dollars. And
where can we go to see you at?
Well, I don't know. I have to go back up near Clifton, you know. Go up near that way and,
near the Waffle House or the Pancake Place?
Well, I have, yeah. Well, you know, They kind of changed a little few things around here. So I have to find myself. I'm right here near my house now. I catch the rush hour traffic.
Hey, well,
I've had policemen give me tips, man.
Hey, speaking of policemen in Clifton, I want to inform you of something. You might already be aware of this, Archie.
What?
Down there on the Short Vine Street, you know, in Coryville, you got the Bogarts and the record store and the Perkins and all
hey,
that.
Hey, one of you guys used to work over there, I think.
Yeah, but we won't talk about that here.
But
I got something to lay on you here.
Huh?
City Council decided, one man in particular, Mr. Philip Heimlich, we call him Fascist Phil Heimlich.
Yeah.
He decided that there should be more police officers down on Short Vine. Now, this Mr. Heimlich, he lives out in the suburbs in a really big house, in a real exclusive neighborhood with really big yards.
Yeah.
And they hire people to come mow the grass.
Oh, yeah.
And he feels that there's too much crime in a part of town he doesn't live in.
Well, Archie,
you tell me, first of all, is there too much crime in Clifton? You tell me, because you're there more than anybody I know.
I've never really had any major problems. You know,
You have your finger on the pulse of Coryville, don't you, Arch?
Well, I haven't been up there late. I just go up every now and then and just try to check out things. You know why it is. See, I have to go up that way every now and then for shopping and just to get a little feel of the tempo of the people around.
And those 17-year-old girls with blue hair.
Down and play my harmonica on the street. It's really just to meet people. And, you know, whatever folks be thinking, you know, I thrive on adversity.
Now, what do you think of the people who hang out in Clifton?
Well,
they're good people.
Yeah.
Doing their own thing?
For the most part. You know, for the most part.
Well, Phil Heimlich and City Council decided to increase the police force and the security in the Short Vine area, and they're going to start enforcing what do they call them? Small-time crimes like jaywalking and standing around on the sidewalk and
stuff. They're going to enforce jaywalking in Clifton?
And spitting on the sidewalk and stuff like that.
These guys behind, you know, this is our city council at work, man. You realize that I've been trying to figure this out for years. You guys, I was around here, man, probably before you guys was born. Remember that old joke? I'm so old, my social security number is 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So at any rate, so I'm going up there. If, in fact, they say, hey, you got to pick up your hat and go, then that's what I'll do.
But wouldn't that put you off a little bit? I mean, Archie, you're part of Clifton. You're as much a part of Clifton as Bogart's or that Vine Street or anything else.
That doesn't really bug. You know what I like to see the folks get up there and don't be afraid. You know, the Gestapo tactics, man, and all of the illegitimate horse crap are all over, you know.
And there is horse crap on Vine Street now.
Huh?
Now that you got those horses running all over the place.
Well, you know. So, guess what? You know what? We could use those horses for better things.
Steaks!
We could get a couple of them and send them to Bosnia, you know, feed the fuck. Well, you know, so at any rate, I'm not really getting on the police department in that particular sense. But if, in fact, see, they got more weapons than I could ever think of. Hell, man, I got a harmonica. And I got a bright, intelligent mind. And that's it.
If there were more people like you, Archie, this world would be a wonderful place.
Well, you know.
Now, can you lay a little tune on us?
You don't. Let's see. What was the last thing I played for you guys?
Oh God, Little Red House, maybe.
Little Red House.
Yeah.
Well, let's play something different. Let's see.
How about that Butterbean song? You still know that Butterbean song?
Well, we won't do that one.
Okay.
You know, that one's in the archives. Let's do.
Archie, did you retire the Butterbean sandwich song? Did you retire that number?
Yeah, that's in the archives.
That one's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now.
Well, it's in some hall.
Well, what's the newest song? What's your newest hit, Archie? What's your newest song?
Oh, let's see here. Well, the last time I had a good time, I was with Blue Lou and Accusations. That was over in Mansion Hill, man. We had a pretty good old time over there, but it's hard for me, you know, because I don't have that much. I have a transportation problem, and that is a cab trip. That's going to cost you a couple of bucks.
Hey, Blue Lou's got money. He can give you cab fare.
You know, I wouldn't ask those guys for that. I'm just glad to be able to sit in with the band. Last time we was over there, man, did we party. I said, I thank God I don't owe all of these people no money. Okay, let's go with, let's see, what can we go with there?
Well, one more thing, Archie. What did you think when the Afghan Whigs put you on the cover of their record?
That is weird, man.
That's a national record. That was out all over the place.
Man. You know, I saw those guys on Letterman. And I was sitting there, everything that they see. You know, I got a copy of that doggone thing, and I can't, you know, the needle on my record player kind of broke. So I figured I'm going to have to spring into the 90s, man, and get something to play that sucker on. But, yeah, I don't know why those guys did it. I wish somebody would let me know.
That's a pretty good picture of you.
Yeah. Well,
the ass ponies on one side?
I think this guy, this photographer, man, I think he used to photograph a lot of stuff for Playboy and stuff.
And now he's doing you.
Huh?
Now he's shooting you.
Nobody.
Okay, play that damn song.
Huh?
Play that damn song.
Okay, let's see. What you want to hear? You want to hear amazing? You don't hear no religious song, do you?
Religion is okay. We were talking about Satan on the show a little while ago.
No,
it gave me the willies.
Hey,
so Amazing Grace might just drive the demons out of here.
I just play a little free open stuff.
Okay, go.
Pretty girl came to Baltimore. She up and said she didn't love me no more. I don't look at woman for you at the front door. Let me grab that hangnail off your big toe. She's a little bit fool, that ain't worth it. Well, we gotta be jelly, cause jam just don't shake like that.
All right, Art.
Yeah.
Hey. You guys changed your hours over there, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
You did?
Yeah.
Y'all got 1 hour less or 1 hour earlier?
Both.
Well, huh?
Both. We're on from midnight to 2 now.
Midnight to 2? I didn't know you started out that early.
Yeah, we just started.
Well, you guys get home a little early, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's a big help.
Hey, you know one thing?
What?
Give me enough time to hang up this phone and tell all the callers that come in that ever threw a penny or two in my hat or whatever they gave me. Tell them I appreciate it.
We will do that.
I will be up that way sometimes during the summer.
All right, don't be a stranger.
And hey, look here, would you guys do me a favor?
What's that?
You give me a good old adios. Give me about 3 minutes before you sign off the air. That way I can hear you downstairs on my Japanese transistor rise radio.
You got it, RJ.
Hey, man. God
right.
Bless you guys.
Adios.
Keep your good work up.
Later.
Live from Clifton, that's Archie. Archie's a fixture in Clifton. You might have seen him, and if you haven't, look for him. Archie's a genuine human being, not like most of you wretches out there. Archie's real. 749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. At least for 5 more minutes it is. And we're just happy to be here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.